Bahraini court has sentenced five protesters to 15 years in prison, with two of the defendants in absentia. The Bahraini regime accuses the men of being behind two bomb attacks, including one during last year's Formula One race. The kingdom's state news agency says the protesters have admitted being behind the blast. Activists, however, say they have pleaded not guilty. The tiny Persian Gulf monarchy is accused of widespread and excessive use of force against protesters, including confessions under torture. Bahrain has been rocked by anti-regime demonstrations since February 2011, with the protesters calling for the government to step down. Ghassem Al-Hashimi with the Bahrain International Mission is with us now live from London. Let's get his comments on this. Mr. Al-Hashimi, thank you so much for being with us. We'll start with the case of these five protesters getting 15 years in prison, two of them not even in Bahrain. What do you think about the charges they're facing, and how verified do you think these charges are, that they are behind a bomb blast or the bombing in Bahrain?
Oh, thank you very much for having me. In fact, most of the analyzers whom they are following of Bahrain news, they are unable to follow as how many films that Bahrain regime are producing every week or every day. And we are unable really to follow as to how many they will produce even a day. Those people whom they have been sentenced for 15 years, been arrested from their home, and they haven't, the government has not yet present and approve to the court. They have not allowed an real legal representation for those for the people to protest themselves. Now, even if we forget about those five people whom they have been sentenced for 15 years, the news, the latest news is today when the Ministry of Interior has announced that they have caught nearly 11 people in the sea with trying to smuggle TNT, C4, rifles, bomb, and it sounds like they sound at a story, and they have arrested already 11 people from their houses, and some of them just a fishermen, and they know that those people are wanted. Now we find out that even the government has produced a film on and saying that this film has been shooted when taken when they have been arresting those people at the middle of the sea yesterday. And we found out that this film was taken by the Qatari Navy, by the Qatar Doha Navy, and not even by Bahrain Navy himself. And this film is even belonging to Qatar, not to Bahrain. This is the way that Bahrain regime are fabricating stories, and God knows when they're going to take those 11 people to court, and how many years they are going to get, maybe 30 or more. We've also have leaking of information that the government are trying now to link this fabricated story, which is produced today, about the people being caught in the sea, or 11 people, with a connection with Sheikh Ali Salman and also with Sheikh Isa Ahmed Qasim, the prime leader, religious leader in Bahrain. This is the way that the Bahraini regime are fabricating a story and establishing a story. Yes. We are not surprised as people taking to court and having a judgment without even listening to their defense.
Mr. Ghassem Al-Hashimi with the Bahrain International Mission, thank you very much.